She was happy to find love.
You met how, online?
Yes, ma'am.
Ridiculous.
But the smiles were soon gone.
He basically told me that you're my fiance. If I want sex, I'm going to get sex from you. He got on top of me and basically ripped my shorts off.
You're afraid of him. You're afraid of him.
Yes.
Pray your meal ticket.
It's going to be so easy to issue my ruling.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Robert Murak is suing his ex-girlfriend, 19-year-old Angela Cottle, for the return of a laptop she took when she moved out.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 247 on the calendar in the matter of Murak versus Cottle. Parties have been swarming. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Cottle, you and the defendant lived together as a couple for a period of time. He claims that when you left, you took a laptop that was his. He paid for it. He wants it back. You say that it was a gift. You have a counterclaim, and your counterclaim alleges that he racked up some charges on your credit card that he promised to pay for, that he didn't, and something about a cell phone. Now, something interests me. You live where?
In New Mexico, now. I lived in Wisconsin with him.
And you live in Wisconsin?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
You met how, online?
Mm-hmm.
You moved with him to Wisconsin.
Yes.
How long did you know each other before you moved to Wisconsin?
2 months, 2 or 3 months.
2 to 3 months, you left your home in New Mexico after knowing somebody for 2 months who you met online.
Yes, ma'am.
Ridiculous, right?
Yes.
It does sound ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am.
For all of you other people out there who meet somebody online, you know, go out for a cup of coffee. That's the first date, cup of coffee, and maybe a movie the second date. Then go out for dinner, you know, have a holiday or two together. Maybe a short weekend might be in order after a couple of months. But you don't move across the world for somebody that you met online for 2 months. It's ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am.
What I don't understand, Ms. Cottle, is your answer says that you were granted a 5-year protective order against Mr. Murak.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it.
Hold on. It's in this one.
So you did not appear?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I see, because you filed it in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where was he assaultive to you, in New Mexico or in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin, Your Honor, but I had to leave. I felt like I had to leave. I had no family or friends out there.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm just curious. I want to know if there's a reason he didn't appear. He didn't appear because the acts of harassment took place in Wisconsin. You left, you moved to New Mexico, mm-hmm. and instead of filing it where he lives so that you could adjudicate it, you filed it in New Mexico, which would have forced him to come to New Mexico. Put your hand down. Did I say something wrong?
No.
Did I say something incorrect?
No, Your
no,
Honor,
it was all
more
correct.
To it, though.
Right. Now, I'd like to see what you filed when you filed there. This is the order of protection.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see what you alleged in your papers. That would have been in your application for a temporary protective order.
That'd be this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you said when you asked the judge for a protective order?
He had assaulted me the night that I left.
Well, tell me about it.
It's a lie.
Listen to me. Don't speak until I speak to you.
Okay, ma'am.
Now, I want you to tell me what happened.
He came home after a night of work, and I made him dinner, and we laid down, and I didn't want to have sex with him. And he basically said...
Excuse me? What did you say?
That's a little lie.
Just a second. You've now been warned by me twice. You're the plaintiff. You open your big mouth again, you're out. Do you understand?
Yes,
you get zero. Nothing. Nada. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
He basically told me that you're my fiance. If I want sex, I'm going to get sex from you. He felt that he was entitled to it because he's my fiance. And he got on top of me and basically ripped my shorts off. I pushed him off of me, grabbed my cell phone, and called my mother. He then tried to take my cell phone from me, I called her. She was on the phone with me while it happened. He then bear hugged me, pushed me into the back of the closet, said I wasn't going anywhere because he wasn't going to let me leave. And after that, he pushed me out of the apartment and made me sit outside.
Okay. Now, sir, now it's your turn to tell me what happened on the night of?
It was the morning of August 1st.
August 1st.
Well, ma'am, I came home from a night of work, and she did make dinner, and we did lay down, but she's wrong about the whole part about.
I just want you to tell me what happened. Don't tell me what she's wrong about. You just tell me. You came home from work, she made dinner.
Okay, I lay down. I was playing on the laptop. And she pretty much brought up the fact that she wanted to see other guys, pretty much. And that was when I decided I wanted to check her phone. And I tried taking her phone away from her to read it, but she put up a fight. And
what happened when she put up a fight?
What do you mean?
I want you to tell me about you tried to take the phone away from her. She didn't give you her phone. And then
I tried to reach for the phone, ma'am. She pretty much wouldn't let me have it.
And so then what happened?
I took it by force.
How did you take it? By force?
Yes.
There you go.
But ma'am,
you this can't
is not
do
about
that.
The assault.
I'm not even getting there. You took her phone by force. You can't do that.
But we were together and she was talking about other guys.
So what? Let us assume that that's true, what you just told me. You think that that gives you license to use physical force against somebody?
No, ma'am.
But it doesn't. Okay, so you're afraid of him. You're afraid of him?
Yes.
Afraid of your meal ticket?
You're afraid of him. And you're not afraid enough so that you didn't travel here from New Mexico.
I just want to get it over with.
Just a second. I'd like to see what he said to you to harass you. I would like to see the whole thing.
I have the messages.
I would like to see them. Just give them to me.
Okay.
Not I have
them. There's police reports of
I don't want to see the. Listen to me. I want to see the text messages, emails, or whatever they are.
There's the text messages are on here. It's a conversation format, so you can just read them in order.
I would like to read them.
Okay.
Perfect.
Push down on the bottom now.
First, he asks to just talk to you.
Mm-hmm. But the whole way he got that number, I changed my phone number when I left, and he hacked into my Facebook to get my number to talk to me.
Well, then people
That's
do that,
yeah.
That I understand. So now here's my question to you. Did you use your money to buy the laptop?
No.
He used his money to buy the laptop.
Yes, but he gave it to me.
Listen! If you are afraid of somebody because you had this bad fight, I assume that the reason you left is because of this bad fight that you had. Where he acknowledges he acted inappropriately. But if the one thing that he says to you, and there was only one computer in the house, right? Then if you were a smart girl, you would have packed it up and sent it back by UPS and said, what's your first name?
Robert.
Robert, I don't hate you. It didn't work out. It was a bad fight. Here is the laptop. I know it bothers you that you're paying for it or paid for it, and I took it. That's what a smart girl would do. That's what a smart girl would do who had a smart mother.
Well, I need a laptop for school.
I don't care what you need. You need a laptop for school. Get a job.
I've tried, and he gave it to me to go to school.
No, listen
to
me.
He specifically said it was for school.
Did you? You're not hearing what I'm saying? I want you to try putting your listening ears on. You and your mother, both of you, put your listening ears on. What I'm saying to you is, if someone, and it's your allegation, is behaving obsessively towards me, and the thing that's stuck in his throat is that you left and took the only laptop in the house.
After he broke mine.
I didn't break your laptop. How are you gonna say I broke
it? Just a second. When did he break your laptop?
He was using it one day. I went back to grab it, and my screen was broken off.
Just a second. He was using it one day. You went back to grab it, is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did he break it? You broke it.
Well,
if
no,
you went back
it was
to
broken
grab,
when I
if
had
you went
it.
To grab it, then you broke it.
Ma'am.
Chop.
Sorry.
That's what I'm saying to you, Angela. If you were smart and your mother was smart, you would say, listen, I'll take out a loan and, sweetheart, get you a computer for school. That's what mothers are supposed to do.
She already had to take out of her savings to bring me home because I couldn't stay out there. The only people that were out there was him and his family. My mom's on disability. She can't afford to do all this stuff for me.
You're not on disability.
No. I've tried to get a job. I've been working on getting one. I had two when I lived with him.
When did you purchase the computer?
About June, July.
You had the bill?
Yes, I did.
I'd like to see it.
Which I filled out. It's in my handwriting.
Actually, no, it's not.
I don't care whose handwriting it's in.
The document is the one that I was issued after purchasing the laptop.
Listen, I know that you're dying to talk. One of the nice things about this job is the only one I have to listen to is me.
Yes.
My mother was on the phone while we purchased it. He was boasting about how he was spending money on me because she was saying that he never spent any money on me.
What?
Saying that he was buying me the laptop because...
Ma'am.
Shh. I don't understand her.
Me either.
You have to understand. I don't understand somebody. If I had a piece of property and that was a bone of contention, I would say, Robert, don't contact me anymore. I'm sending back your computer. But I have no confidence, Robert, that if I ordered her to send back the computer from New Mexico, that you would get it back in reasonable condition.
Yeah.
She seems to have a problem with that. So I'm awarding you $992 so you can go buy another computer.
Your Honor, now, may I say something?
No! Because if you didn't understand what I said to you, there's something wrong with you.
It was a gift.
If you didn't understand what I said, there's something wrong with you. What I said was gift, no gift. If my daughter was suffering with someone who was obsessive about her, and one of the things that he... Listen, is there something wrong with your hearing? You keep wanting to speak instead of listen.
Because there's more to the story.
There's no more to the story.
Okay, he went back and forth on wanting the laptop back. I have a message on Facebook that said, you have the laptop, can't you be happy with that, saying that I was... being horrible to him. He has one that says, my friends at work are telling me to get the laptop back even if I don't want it.
There's something wrong with you, Anton.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
I work late nights and the defendant offered to take my children to school.
I don't want to hear the defendant offer to take my children to school. Why didn't you take the children to school?
She was hungover.
Shh.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Robert Maroc says ex-girlfriend Angela Cottle stole his laptop when they broke up. Angela's countersuing for credit card charges, the return of a cell phone, and an assault.
Now, you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim says that he racked up charges on your credit card. It's the only thing that I'm hearing on your counterclaim. Show me the bills and show me how he racked up charges on your credit card.
Well, I have the final bill.
I don't need final bills. I want to see all the charges.
But I don't have the charges on there. What happened was when we were living in the dorm, he had sold his Xbox while we were there. And when we moved into our apartment, he asked if I had any way of money, and I said, well, I have the credit card, but that's for emergencies. And he said, well, we can use that and I can get an Xbox. He said, and then we can take out the cash advances to help pay for the first month's rent, because he hadn't saved enough money for the rent.
Ma'am.
Well, just a second. Who was moving in?
Both of us.
We're both
and
moving
out. Just who was paying the rent?
I was paying the rent.
Shh. I'm looking at you. Who was paying the rent?
Both of us.
Okay. Did you make any charges on her credit card?
No, ma'am.
Did you buy an Xbox?
Well, yeah.
Shh.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Where is it?
We sold it.
You mean the one that you bought on her credit card?
Yes.
You sold?
Yeah, we sold it to visit her mother in Albuquerque.
Did you sell it?
Yes, he sold it.
We
judge
sold
him for
it.
The plaintiff for the amount of $992. Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's all. Out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, he harassed me. He violated his restraining order 4 times. He basically made me scared for my life more than once.
I guess the harassment part, I just really wanted my laptop back because I was stuck paying for it even after she left.
He was controlling and obsessive. He repeatedly took my cell phone. I tried to leave 4 other times.
She asked me if it was okay for her to flirt with other guys.
And he took my cell phone, told me I wasn't leaving, couldn't go anywhere, and this was finally just, I couldn't take it anymore.
So I was just curious as to what she was doing. Like, I wanted to see her phone.
He actually made a fake Facebook with the man he thought I was cheating on him with and tried to get me to admit to him that I was cheating on him.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of McLaughlin versus Stevens. Step forward.
Kara McLaughlin is suing her former friend, Melissa Stevens, for totaling her car.
Melissa says she was doing Kira a favor when the accident happened.
Ms. McLaughlin, how do you know the defendant?
I know the defendant because she was dating the father of my children. I've known her for about 3 years.
She's a friend of yours?
Yes, was.
Mm-hmm. On what date was the accident that happened with your car?
February 17th, 2012.
What time?
It was early in the morning at about 7:30. It was right before school.
Did you live together?
She was living with me.
For how long?
Almost a year.
How did it come about that she had possession of your car the morning of February 17th?
Well, I work late nights. I'm a single mother. And the defendant offered to take my children to school.
Just a second. It's 7:30 in the morning. I don't want to hear the defendant offer to take my children to school. That's your job. You take the children
right.
to school, right?
Right.
Why didn't you take the children to school that morning?
Well, like I said, I was sleeping, and really she did offer.
You were sleeping.
Because, yes, I was sleeping. Like, I get up with my kids in the morning and, you know, help them get dressed even though they're a little bit older. I still, you know, cook them breakfast and everything. So I was, like, in and out that morning.
I don't know what that means. If you're up cooking them breakfast, I don't know what in and
like,
out means.
Like, I cooked the breakfast, and then I laid back down.
She was hungover.
Shh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She loaded the children in the car, and she was pulling out, and a truck hit your car and totaled it.
Yes.
And you want her to pay for the car.
Yes.
Did you let your insurance lapse?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kira McLaughlin says former friend Melissa Stevens totaled her car while doing her a favor and taking her children to school. She is also suing for her children's ambulance fees.
So the defendant was taking your children to school?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you weren't in a position to take them to school. Because if you were in a position to take them to school, you would have taken them to school.
I could have taken them to school. She offered, but I think she had more in mind than just taking them to school.
Who knows? She loaded your how many children?
Three. I have two children and my niece.
She loaded the children in the car, and she was pulling out, and a truck hit your car. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And totaled it?
Yes.
And you want her to pay for the car?
Yes.
Did you let your insurance lapse?
On my car?
I just purchased the car
3 weeks before that, so I didn't even have insurance yet. I was in the process of getting the car legal and everything.
And is this the only car you had?
Yes.
How did you get to work the day before?
The day before? I drove my car.
You can't drive a car without insurance. The fact that you didn't have insurance is your fault, not hers.
Right.
She's not paying for the car. She's paying for nothing.
Even if it's...
You don't drive around your three children in an unregistered, uninsured car and ask somebody else to take over your responsibility and there's an accident in the car and you expect somebody else to pay for it. That's what you have insurance for.
Even if I would have only had liability insurance, she still would have covered the car.
I have no idea, madam. I have absolutely no idea whether you would have had liability or collision or what you would have had. But she's not paying for your car when you had no insurance. If you had taken your car to work, which you did the day before, and injured somebody in that car that had no insurance, the other person would have had no remedy against you because you have no money, you have no assets, so you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have a vehicle on the road without insurance.
Right.
You don't get rewarded for that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you can't come to court using the car to transport children, using the car to go to work and for your own pleasure, and say, well, I didn't have insurance because I've only had 3 weeks.
I was in the process of getting everything legal. You know, I'm a single mother. I was in the process of getting everything legal, and if you take somebody's property, it's supposed to be returned in the same condition.
No. She was doing you a favor. You're supposed to have insurance on your car. That's what's supposed to happen. You had no insurance on your car. That is your fault, not her fault.
It's not my fault. She wrecked it. That she wasn't paying attention.
No, the truck wrecked it.
She pulled out.
That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A daycare danger?
He hit another toddler on the head.
She didn't feel as if she wanted to subject the other children to potential danger.
Potential danger from an 18-month-old?
Yes, madam.
Judge Judy.
She came in and she was drunk and she said, hey, can you take the kids to school in the morning?
Because I was working the night before until 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
She worked all night, but I'm sure she was out drinking the night before. I know she was hungover. I mean, she's a bartender.
It's not true. She thinks that just because I was a bartender that I was drinking at work when in reality, I'm not allowed to drink at work.
We used to be really close and now we're not close because she thinks that I owe her all this money. I don't owe her anything.
We were really close friends and now we're not friends anymore.